What has been Neville's best move so far in the last couple of games that you've been that you've agree with or impressed with?
So there's two, but I'll, you know, if you're just asking me for one, I think it was
I think bringing
Federico Higuain back into the lineup was a good move. I think that's, if you watch Federico Higuain with this team, he gives them more of an ability to build out, better in possession, quicker with his decisions, has a lot of movement in terms of, you know, he's obviously a 10, so he starts in the middle, but he drifts out to the right and left. He looks for the ball off and he shows for the ball. He gives players passing options. And when he receives the ball, he moves it very quickly. There's one sequence in the last game where he touches it twice in the sequence. They start in the back and they try to build up, and he touches it twice with clever, nice, great technical back heels that help Inter Miami move the ball from the defensive zone to the attacking zone. And that's stuff that they haven't really had much of this season. So I think bringing him back into the starting lineup has been helpful. He hasn't done a whole lot of creating thus far, but that's, I have my reasons for that that I think go beyond him.
The people he's sending it to aren't really creative, is what you're saying.
He's the most creative player. You could maybe say Gonzalo is creative too now at this point in his career, but he has nobody.
Robbie has a little bit too in him.
Robbie's not a creator. Robbie's a dribbler that like right. Shot back on his right. But that's not a creator. Creator is someone that like, you know, makes the pass.
Oh, you're creating the score. I got you.
Yeah. Okay. So we haven't seen him do a lot of that, Federico. You know, we had, especially when he was with the Columbus Crew in MLS. I think part of what's happening is that Inter Miami doesn't have players that like to make those runs in behind, be it diagonals. Runs over the back shoulder of defenders, runs into space. So I think that's limiting Federico Higuain's ability to play make. I don't know if that's also a coaching decision, if Phil Neville prefers them to have the ball at their feet rather than running into space. But again, I think Federico overall has been a plus.
He does stuff that no one else can do on the damn team, actually. He's the only life they have in the midfield, actually, right now. I mean, is there anybody else that can bring life to the midfield on that team? Really, honestly.
I mean, if you're talking about attacking, you know, and then moving the ball, I mean, no. But if you're just talking about midfield, because there's different type of midfielders. There's there's the attacking ones.
No, I'm talking about attacking. I'm talking about offensive.
Attacking wise, no. I mean, there's you know, you have Rodolfo Pizarro should be that guy, but he's not. No. And you know, I have questions about how happy he is now at this point, like. And this is just my observation. Nothing I've really heard. Just watching him play with Mexico, it's still he looks like it shows a level of apathy that is kind of concerning. You know, last year at this point, before he kind of hit this dip, you would see him post a lot on social media, him working out, him shirtless, looked like a really happy person in the midst of the peak of the pandemic, when you were, you know, mostly forced to stay at home. And now this year, you barely see him post on social media. You don't see him play with this joy or this happiness. There was a moment, if I don't know if you watched the CONCACAF Gold Cup in the semifinals, he came onto that game and delivered the game-winning assist in the 99th minute, right before they were about to go to extra time with Mexico with Canada. And Mexico explodes into scenes of ecstasy, the players, the fans, and the stands. And Rodolfo Pizarro, all he did was lift up his arm and go like this. That to me says something about, you know, where his level of happiness is. Now that could be just making too much out of it. Maybe he was tired, whatever, but I think
maybe his coach isn't around either anymore. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I think something happened. I think something along the way during his stay in South Florida, something happened to him. The compilation of things and things not working on the field and then pressure and then Mexico and things not going well there. I don't know if it was that or something else, but I feel like something along the way has impacted him and he's kind of lost his joy. I think even Phil Neville kind of alluded to it or mentioned it very slightly a couple of weeks ago when he said that, you know, Pizarro had been playing with a smile again or with a sparkle in his eye that he hadn't been having. So I think, again, just me, my thoughts, I think that there's something to that element here because Pizarro obviously doesn't look anywhere like the player that he's expected to be or that he was before. And just to quickly give you the second thing that you asked me, the biggest coaching decision, because I've kind of gone off track from there. I wrote it this week. I've said it this week. Phil Neville changed the game for the better for Inter Miami in the 66th minute of this last game. And he won the game for Inter Miami. Gonzalo Higuain scored the goal, but it was Phil Neville's tactical change that won the game for Inter Miami, because Inter Miami came out in the regular 4-2-3-1. Like I said, they work in moments when they could build up or knit together attacking sequences. But again, they still had problems in the final third creating quality chances, and they were getting carved open by CF Montreal on a few occasions, because Montreal was moving the ball pretty well with some good combination play, some quick, accurate, sharp passes, and that was giving Inter Miami trouble. So Phil Neville decides to put in Blaise Matuidi. In the moment, I wasn't sold on the move, but it proved to be a stroke of genius, because what he did, now, like, I'll try to paint it with my fingers here, the three and the two in the midfield, this midfield triangle right here, he inverted that. So instead of having a number 10, he had two eights, which were Ulloa and Blaise Matuidi, and Gregory was now the tip of the triangle, but it was upside down, right? So what that did was just give Inter Miami more bodies in the middle of the field. So I'll do it like that so you can picture it like that. Right. And that gave them more bodies in the middle of the field, and CF Montreal could no longer build up as easily because there's more bodies, there's more players, they're clogging up spaces. And it's so much so that if you watch the broadcast in the 71st minute, Wilfred Nancy, CF Montreal's head coach, looks away from the action, goes to his little white tactical board that I guess he had on the sidelines, and he has his little pieces on there, and he started looking for answers. I posted a picture of it on Twitter, on Miami Total Football's Instagram account as well. He literally is like looking for answers, because Phil Neville had pulled off a move that took control away from CF Montreal. And not only did it take control away from CF Montreal and more into Inter Miami's favor, it leads to the game-winning goal, because CF Montreal's players were confused how to build out. Remember, this move comes in the 66th minute. Gonzalo Higuain's game-winning goal comes off a high press where the center back gets kind of confused on the ball, loses it. Good pressing by Robbie Robinson and Gregory. Gonzalo Higuain gets on the end of it and scores. So 3 minutes after that change happened, Inter Miami finds the game-winning goal, and then they just hold on for the victory the rest of the way. So that's been Phil Neville's best coaching move this season, I think.